Born in May, some years back, two baby boys whose names were Jack. Each was healthy, a real delight. Everything normal at first sight. The first Jack, he was Boston born, of liberal parents who let him play with any toys he chose each day. The other Jack was of Texas stock, with traditional parents who picked his toys, only those that were meant for boys. By the time both were two, strange behavior had shown through, as their personas did unfurl. Each Jack behaved more like a girl. Their parents' responses were much alike. With loving concern, they did enforce masculine traits as a matter of course. Fatherly attention, more rough and tumble, footballs, trucks, and other such toys. And as for playmates, nothing but boys. This regimen ruled years 3 through 8. Each Jack, though, protested his fate. Long bouts of crying, emotional torrents. Miserable sons, mystified parents. At 8 in Boston, help was sought to calm their troubled home for a while. What should they do with a transgendered child? Upon advice, Jack became Jackie. She got her longed for dolls and dresses, female playmates and golden tresses. Texas counseling came at 9. The advice they got was to toe the line. Boys must be boys, the doctor said. To give an inch meant a life of dread. So Jack was given unwanted guns, surrounded by mates who liked to play rough. Occasional beatings to make him tough. It apparently worked. The tantrum ceased. Jack quit asking for girlish toys and even learned to play with boys. For Jack and Jackie, life seemed carefree. 9, 10, 11 passed peacefully. Their parents' angst remained unstirred. End of the turmoil, nothing was heard. Jackie had blossomed all laughter and smiles. With close girlfriends, her life she did share. And happily savored her parents' care.